Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story, The Wolf and the Ass. An ass was feeding in a pasture near a wooden when he saw a wolf lurking in the shadow along the hedge. He easily guessed what the wolf had in mind and thought a plan to save himself, so he pretended he was lame and began to hobble painfully. When the wolf came up, he asked the ass, "What has made him lame?" And ass replied that he had stepped on a sharp thorn. "Please pull it out," he pleaded, groaning, as if in pain. "If you do not, it might stick in your throat when you eat me." The wolf saw the wisdom of the advice, for he wanted to enjoy his meal without any danger of choking. So the ass lifted up his feet, and wolf began to search every closely and carefully for the thorn. Just then the ass kicked out with all his might, tumbling the wolf a dozen paces away. And while the wolf was getting very slowly and painfully to his feet, the ass galloped away in safety. "Severe me right," growled the wolf as he crept into the bushes. "I'm a butcher by trade, not a doctor. Stick to your trade."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Beta at your service, and here is Lantern. Again, a new day, a new perspective, a new story. The story of today, which I think is really practical in modern world, is about sticking to your trade. What does that mean, sticking to your trade? You know, it means that do what you are familiar with, experienced in, or a skill that. Don't attempt to interfere with or give advice about something you aren't familiar with. So, I think everyone thinks before trying to solve a problem, from the most correct ones to the most false ones. Even if just it's a little, but at least we all know that we think. As you know, we have different parts in our brain, which are connected to each other, and we have to know how to use our dumb brain not to fall for the traps of other people. I mean, there are times in our lives which we think we are doing something for our own selves, but we got to know that we are making mistakes and errors again and again and again. And sometimes it costs our life. I'm not kidding. Every moment is a life. In my opinion, every moment is a life. So we have to be really thoughtful, really attentive, and at last, stick to our trade. Exactly, the wolf. It was the wolf, it wasn't the lion, I was mistaken. The wolf and the ass of the story of today is the story of today's life of all. We, I don't know, follow some celebrities in social media. We follow some people we think who are really mature, who are really amazing. And we think we are the wiser one. But we don't realize the fact that we are enslaved and controlled by others and other people. So, as we saw, the wolf at the end of the story told that I'm a butcher by trade, not a doctor. And we have this issue in our own lives. We want to give advice to all the people. We want to identify, do something we are not professional at, and so on. But just a moment, we have to stop and think, what am I doing right now? Do I have any deep knowledge about these things that I'm going through or not? And exactly this is the point. This self-knowledge that you have about your knowledge. I mean, you have to understand that what you know and what you do not know. What you have to and what you shouldn't do.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So, despite the fact that we are so selfish, because we are human beings and the nature of human being has a special dark side, but we have to got to know that. But we have to get to know that there are times we make mistakes, exactly like this story. And as you know, human is terror. So, being thoughtful, I think, is one of the ways to at least prevent this trauma in our lives. But be thoughtful. Sometimes you shouldn't try to not make mistakes. Make a mistake will actually give you some precious experiences. I mean, sometimes you may lose your food of day, but you will learn some beautiful, lessons here. Another thing which I'm going to discuss about is about the manners. As you saw, we talked a lot about the poor wolf which lost his prey of the day, but we didn't talk about the ass which was really, really smart in actually pretending to be sick and tell the wolf that he is sick, and he may make the wolf sick too, and he shouldn't eat that. I mean, sometimes you have to seize the opportunity and find the opportunity out of the threat. And for doing this, I think we have to be really optimistic. Being optimistic is something really difficult in these days, because we are so pessimistic about every single part of the world, and at least we try to maintain realistic. Sometimes you have to go behind these things. You have to think bigger, you have to be wise, you have to find beautiful solutions at the moment. I mean, you don't have the time to think properly in some situations, which are most of the time emergencies. You have to be ready before that. And I think studying the story, listening to other people's advice, and reading books are some cliche, but at the same time, the best way to have the experience to cope with these kind of situation, exactly like the smart ass of the story of today. So, dear listeners, that was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you for listening to us. Be wise. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
مطمئن.